I don't know when I will get a response on it. What prompted me to do it is the fact that the person who was in charge of the winter recreation program that essentially oversees all of the ski areas under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Forest Service has said that there is a flaw in how the environmental impact statement was itself conducted. Ed Ryberg has said and confirmed to my office that the way in which the no action alternative was framed for the EIS is bogus. We ought to find out why it is that the United States Forest Service decided to scope out the EIS in the way that they did. You know, from what Mr. Ryberg has said, he believes that there was improper political influence brought to bear upon the decision makers in the Forest Service. If that is so, that is wrong. I think the only way that you get to the bottom of the allegations is if you have an investigation, and that's why I asked the Inspector General to conduct the investigation. You know, these are not allegations that are coming from some whistleblower or someone who has a personnel grudge with the agency. You know, this is someone who was a very high-ranking official within the United States Forest Service who has said that there was improper political influence that was brought to bear on how the environmental impact statement was ultimately scoped. And so I think an investigation is, in fact, warranted, and I'm hopeful that Mr. Fong, as the Inspector General of the Department of Agriculture, will agree. You know, I think that's the exact kind of question that needs to be answered by an investigator. You know, the facts need to be known so that it's not just speculation. You know, what we have here is a very high-ranking official, you know, former high-ranking official. He's not with Forest Service anymore. Ed Ryberg, who has made the statement and the claim that there was improper political influence on the permitting process and in the scoping of the EIS. I think that in order to establish the facts and to determine whether or not the law has been broken, one needs to do an investigation. That's what
Have you gotten a response from them yet?
No, I have not gotten a response.
There was no informal initial, will you do this if we send a letter over, sort of,
No, not yet.
Okay.
But we will be. I'll be following up with both Secretary Johans and with Inspector General Fong to make sure that they do, in fact, take this seriously.